Now that we have the admission from ABC News' Amy Robach that they covered up the Jeffrey Epstein story when they had witnesses that were ready to come forward and implicate Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrews, according to Robach, and the story was spiked, it was covered up. Now that this is out in the open, it's not only yet more proof that the mainstream media is fake news, it's proof that the entire system of controlling the narrative is a coordinated conspiracy to protect the Clintons at all costs. Because they don't cover the stories that are important, they don't ask the questions that need to be asked. They will not address any issue that threatens the Clintons or that threatens Democrats in any way. And they focus entirely on false, fabricated, hoax stories that are put out there in order to destroy President Trump and take America down, destroy the economy, crash the market, and so on. That's what the media is. It is a massive propaganda enterprise that is protected by the gatekeepers of the internet, Google, Facebook, YouTube, and so on. And that's what's astonishing about all this, is that we now know in their own words that the mainstream media is fake news. They admit it. And their own reporter, Amy, says they will not cover stories that talk about the Clintons being involved in these rape allegations of a child sex trafficking rape ring run by Jeffrey Epstein, implicating Bill Clinton and many other world leaders, by the way, and also with financial ties to Bill Gates and the MIT Media Lab and many other organizations. This is a massive criminal conspiracy of child trafficking and child rape. And yes, it involves Pizzagate, which was covered up by the same media. The media has been covering up child trafficking and child rape for decades. In fact, the FBI has been involved in covering up these child sex rings and trafficking crimes for decades as well. There were groups back in the 1970s and 80s and 90s that were engaged in massive child trafficking to provide children to the elite politicians and globalists of the world. And those child sex rings were covered up by the FBI. The deep state has been protecting the child molesters, child rapists, the child traffickers for decades, because it's always been about protecting the elite, the Clintons, and people in that class who are granted immunity from all laws, it seems. Hillary Clinton was allowed to obstruct justice, to destroy evidence, the 30,000 emails. She was allowed to set up her own private email server so she could have secret conversations while she's getting bribes and kickbacks from oligarchs all around the world who were trying to buy influence with a future Clinton presidency. Why is she allowed to commit all these crimes? And why is Bill Clinton allowed to rape teenagers and other women? Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, and many others throughout the years. Why is rape covered up by the media to protect the Clintons, while at the same time, Trump is being impeached over a phone call where he said nothing wrong? So they make up everything to try to destroy Trump while they cover up everything to protect the Clintons. This is obscene corruption. This is runaway criminality. And the media is complicit. They know they're covering it up. Big tech is complicit. They are silencing the voices of truth while the country is being hoodwinked. Massive deception, lies, and propaganda being put out every day by the mainstream media, which is nothing but a cover-up of the Clintons and the deep state crimes against America. That's why I say it's time to take them all down, legally and lawfully. That's the only way to accurately describe this. This is treason. And it's treason that must be stopped. And that's why I have called for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and to issue military police arrests and indictments of the fake journalists, the pretend journalists who are nothing but deep state operatives who are pushing false propaganda to try to overthrow this nation while protecting the most heinous, most horrific political criminals that our nation has ever seen, i.e. the Clintons. It's time for America to fight back. This video was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.